Okay, this is the PMB Audit Committee meeting of whatever date this is, Don.
December 11th.
No, December 11th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Absent the chair, this is Terry Goodman convening. Do we have a motion for Chair Pro Tem?
Yes, I move that Terry Goodman be the Chair Pro Tem. This is Mary Bird.
Don White seconds.
Okay, are there any other nominations? If there's no objection, I'll continue as Chair Pro Tem.
Okay.
And Mary, can you act as Secretary Pro Tem of this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, is there no objection to that? Hearing no objection, let's see if we can construct an agenda. But first, we'll take the roll.
Right.
I believe Mary has a pretty close approximation of the membership of the committee, so please take the roll.
Let me just get it here. It just went away. I know that Terry Goodman is definitely. And Don White.
Sure.
And Harrison Weil is not on, right? And then we have in Berkeley, Marnie Tattersall.
Present.
And Mary Bird, present. And from Texas, I believe we have only Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn, are you present?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't believe anyone else is present unless they just came on. Anyone else whose name, who is on here whose name I did not call? Okay.
Okay.
That's what we have. And that is a quorum because of the original 15 people, five have not attended. And that brings us to six have not attended, actually. So we do have quorum. We can go ahead.
Okay. Is there any old business that needs to be added to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
I believe, and I'm not exactly sure how the committee wants to facilitate this, but I believe there is a motion before this committee that does go back over several meetings having to do with audits at the local stations and whether or not they should be done by an auditor who's retained or by members of staff at the Berkeley offices. So I would like to put on the agenda the issue of audits at local stations on a regular basis.
Internal audits, right? Is that what is meant, please?
As opposed to what?
Yeah, internal audits would be
for each station.
Acceptable title for an agenda item.
I think that's what it was when... Okay.
Well, okay. Are you defining internal audits...
Okay, station audits. That
station
should be less
station
controversial.
Audits, right. They may be done internally at the stations, or they might be done by an independent auditor that's retained.
Okay.
Any more old business? How about new business?
Well, we have a motion from our Chair Pro Tem that I think should be included.
And let's see, what name shall we use?
That motion is concerning cash
flow by division.
Cash flow by division, yes.
In annual audits.
That we wish to recommend. It's a resolution. We want to see that included.
Well, we'll decide if we want to see that included.
If we passed it, that's what it would be.
Yeah. Any more new business?
Yes. I would like to just put an agenda item on. It could be titled Reimbursements to Management.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to speak briefly on the issue. I don't have a motion, but just to inform other members of the committee who may not be aware of a PNB policy that was passed.
Okay, that can be on the agenda. I'm suggesting we also have the issue of audit committee report to the PNB as an agenda item.
I agree.
Let's see, could I ask for Don White's item again, please?
Why don't you just title it reimbursements to station management for out-of-pocket expenses?
Oh, okay.
Any more new business?
And the last item was
management reimbursement.
Well, then you had another item after that, if you don't mind.
Committee report to the PNB.
Right, a committee report to the PNB. Okay.
Okay, so on to old business.
Mm-hmm.
Don, did you want to speak to that?
Well, I would like to speak to it. I believe the committee has not actually followed up, maybe, and finalized. We were discussing this in the audit committee at one point. I'm talking in terms of the audits at the station level. At the present time, our foundation auditor does spot check and visits occasionally even local stations, but they're not very comprehensive local station audits. But when we discussed it, we learned that there is an internal process with people at the foundation level who do internal station audits. And I believe we were requesting from the CEO and CFO and the maybe ED, we were asking for some job descriptions of who those people might be that could be dispatched occasionally on maybe even a regular basis to do audits at the station level, maybe SNAP audits, unannounced SNAP audits, and so on. And so I'm just wondering, I think the chair may know of this motion that we had before us that I believe we passed, but that we may not have implemented. Are you aware of what I'm talking about, Carrie?
Yes. I have to find the minutes to know exactly what we said, but I believe we authorized the committee chair to request that information from the National Finance Office, from the CFO. And I don't know if that was ever done. So
did you receive that?
I guess as old, it's not exactly old business, but we could reconsider and authorize someone else to contact the chair and see if he's followed up or will.
We did get some documents from Lonnie, and I think I'm trying to find them here.
Well, this is Marnie. I'd like to be on the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Marnie.
I think we know and acknowledge that the person who has that duty, I have no problem with asking for all the job descriptions, but I think we know and acknowledge that the person who has this audit background, internal audit, is Alvin Yip.
Yes,
so there is one particular person on the national finance staff who can do internal audit, and he is a CPA, in my understanding, and his name is Alvin Yip.
Right.
Yeah, but I believe the committee wanted
wanted all the job descriptions, and that's
fine. Wanted to understand how the, you know, what the resources were that available at the National Finance Office. So the chair would entertain a motion for follow-up to the motion previously adopted.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
we need the text first.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Doc.
So much confidence in my motion. Well, but I understand why it was seconded.
Pardon me,
because
point of privilege. Who said second?
No seconds are required in committee.
But there was a female voice that said second, and I don't think it was Marnie.
It was Evelyn.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I thought we already had the words. We're going to ask for the same mm-hmm. thing that we requested previously, correct?
Yes. I think that's true, Evelyn, except I believe the chair was suggesting that that we inquire of the chair of the committee whether or not that request was ever made. So I agree with Evelyn that we basically have it. My motion would be I move that we designate a representative of this committee to inquire of the chair, Bertolt Reimers, whether such a request for these job descriptions was made and whether he wants to follow up or whether we have the person designated follow up and make the request directly to the CFO.
That didn't sound like a motion.
It was a doctoral thesis. I can get credit for it.
Yeah, I'm having.
How about if
I can make it simpler? I mean, you know, I was trying to explain.
How about moved that the committee authorizes its chair to designate an individual to make information requests to management for the committee. That way, that's the end of the text of the motion. But that way, we're not stepping on the chair if the chair is doing something, but it gives the chair the authority to have someone else follow up if the chair is too busy.
Request to station. Okay, so I have here that the committee authorizes someone.
The chair.
Authorizes its chair to designate an individual to make informational requests of station management.
Not okay,
point of information.
Or is it station management?
Of management.
Of management, okay.
A point of information, if there is such a thing, or...
And that's it? Have I got that? Okay.
For the committee.
Yeah.
Well, I have problems with that, so I don't know how do I direct that to the chair. Are we talking about the chair, Bertolt Reimer? Are we talking about the interim chair tonight, Terry?
We're talking about the chair, because under the rules of order, a pro tem does not continue after the end of the meeting. And under the information policy currently in effect in Pacifica, it is the chairs of committees who are authorized to make information requests.
Yep,
so the intent of this motion is to allow the chair to designate someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go ahead. Tom?
Yeah, the only problem I have is that, with all due respect, I believe that maybe one of the problems we had was that the chair did not follow up. That could be one of the scenarios that we're dealing with. It may not be the scenario, but so the only thing I would insist upon before I could support this is that we also designate the pro tem chair to be the one who directly communicates this to the chair and explains it and makes it clear that we're very anxious to have this go forward.
Yeah, I can promise to do that without it being in the motion.
That's fine.
Any more discussion?
Okay, so you're not amending the motion, you're just agreeing to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. No, we have no more discussion of that, I guess.
Okay. Will the secretary read the motion as so that we can vote on it.
Okay.
And then take the roll.
Let's see. That the chair authorizes... God, my writing is so bad. Authorizes an individual to... I'm sorry. I'm making the balls of this. The chair authorizes... authorizes an individual to make requests of the management, informational requests of the management for the committee.
That the committee authorizes its chair to designate...
That's what I have here. Sorry, I just deciphered it. Yes, that the committee... I'm sorry about this. I'm not in a good place to be writing.
Let's start over.
Very legible. That the committee authorizes its chair to designate an individual to make informational requests of management for the committee.
Is there any objection to this motion as stated?
No objection, except should we include the material we're requesting?
Only if we want to limit the motion.
Yeah.
Well, I think we do, because we don't want to have every bit of information they have. I mean, we want the job descriptions of those involved in auditing. Isn't that the case? I think we do have to limit, because we need to know what we're requesting. It's not a massive amount of information. It's very specific.
Mary Bird?
Mary?
Well, could we add then, including but not limited to request of job description of, and then whatever language Don wants. That way we wouldn't be limiting it, but we would have the specifics in there.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so now what is the language that you want, Don, including but not limited to request for job description of
those in the
personnel
national
list.
Go ahead, Terry.
A list of National Finance Office personnel and their job description.
To a list of National Office personnel and their job descriptions. Is
National
that
Office
it?
Finance personnel.
Finance personnel. That's what I have here. That's it. Okay.
Okay, read the motion back from the beginning.
Okay. Now, the committee authorizes the chair. I better write that word over again.
That's
the committee
good.
Authorizes its chair to designate an individual to make informational requests of management for the committee, included but not limited to a list of National Office Finance personnel with job descriptions.
Excuse me, this is Marnie. I don't think that's correct. I thought someone said that only the chair has the right to request, so I don't think the chair can designate somebody else. I thought you read just now, Mary, that you were asking to designate, but
yeah.
Earlier when someone corrected you, you said, yeah, we're talking about the chair has to ask.
No, I don't know. I thought we were asking.
Didn't someone say that only the chair can ask?
I think Terry did.
I can speak to that. Yes,
yeah.
Under the current Pacifica policy, it is the chairs of committees that are authorized to request and make information requests from management. The purpose of the resolution is to allow that authority of the chair to be designated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, National Office could decline to provide information on the basis of not recognizing such designation, but I think it would be sufficient authorization to let the chair designate go ahead and make the request without clearly violating foundation policy. So I think it's within the committee's power to at least try this. Any more discussion? Are we ready to vote? need another rereading of the motion. Is there any objection to the motion as read? Then, assuming that people are still on the call, the motion is adopted.
Right.
What's the next item of business? That
item
was all of old business, wasn't it?
Yeah. Then we go to the new business. And
the first item?
That was the motion, Terry Goodman's motion, about including statements of...
Yes. This is my motion, but I don't have the text. Mary, do you have the text?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't write it down, because hang on, I do have...
I can motivate it while you're looking.
Okay, go ahead, start motivating it.
Yeah, if you look at early Pacifica audit reports up until, I think 2001, it included a particular report that showed cash flow by division rather than the combined cash flow for the entire foundation. And this, I think, is a good tool for comparing the cash flow of one station to another in order to understand if the station you're from is doing well in that regard. Additionally, this particular statement included line items for interdivisional loans, which would allow each station to more carefully track any transfer of assets or liabilities from one station to another. So it looked to me like a good sheet for inclusion in the audit, and it just happened to be dropped for a while. So I would like to have that added in our annual reports, annual audits. And since the combined cash flow that prepared by the auditor simply accumulates and consolidates the information of the cash flow from each station, I think they already have all that information. It would not take much work in order to include the cash flow by division into our annual audit. So, Mary, do you have the text?
Yeah, it was just your actual resolution is just that Pacifica's annual audit report include a statement of cash flows by division. But in the email where you put this, you also say that there is an excellent example on page 9 of the 1999 audit. And do we want to add to it that that's the format, that is what we're looking for?
No, because the auditors know what format that they should use, so we don't have to specify that.
Well, they don't, I guess.
And it's the same auditor.
We don't have to refer to that? Okay, back in 99, yeah, was it? Okay.
Yeah. I think if we just say cash flow by division, we'll know exactly what
just
they should do.
What your resolution is, okay.
Any more discussion?
Just a question.
Terry, have
you talked to the CFO or to anyone in the national office, and do they have any position on this? Have they confirmed this is a good idea and it should be? Who have you conferred with about this?
I actually talked to Carol Spooner about this.
Okay.
Not being an audit committee chair, I do not feel authorized to contact the National Finance Office directly.
Well,
so
you can have informal discussions when they're here and so on. I just wondered if you had had any input from anyone. I think Carol Spooner is a veteran, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, I've been corresponding with her about governance issues, and she's the one who pointed out how our early annual audits have this sheet, and our latest ones do not.
Good. Thank you.
Any more discussion?
Mary Berg here.
Mary,
think it's a really excellent idea. I think we should definitely I think that has been missing for some time, and some of us have been concerned about it. So I urge a yes vote for this.
Any more discussion? Is there any objection to the motion as read, or do we need it reread? It was pretty quick. It's one line.
It
was pretty short.
Again, Mary. Yeah, okay. Resolved that Pacifica's annual audit reports include a statement of cash flows by division.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Then the motion is adopted. Next item of business.
And the next new business was Don White's item, reimbursement to station management for out-of-pocket expenses.
Thank you. If the committee will just indulge me, I have no motion. It doesn't call for a motion, but I did want to, you know, explain to members of this committee and others, the Pacifica National Board has passed a very rigid policy regarding reimbursing, let's say, general managers at this point, for expenses. General managers in the past have, in crises, used their own credit cards. They've, you know, put forward money, fronted money, and so on. But in the past, there has been reimbursement at the station level without requests for reimbursement being processed through the financial offices of the foundation. The policy that was passed by the PNB now calls for any amount of money reimbursed to the general managers to be first submitted to the financial office for vetting, and then to the ED, and then approval, and then approval for, you know, issuing a check to reimburse the general managers. I might say I think this is a good policy. It may not be well known throughout the network, so members of this committee who are on finance committees and their signal areas and others can be aware that this policy is now in place. It's healthy partly because not in any specific situation, this is totally hypothetical, and in the future, let's say, if managers were to ask for reimbursement and financial employees at a station simply accepted the direction to cut a check for reimbursement, the vetting is not often complete enough, and there is no evidence at all that this has been an abuse. It's mainly putting into place another check to prevent anything in the future. So the policy is now that if general managers want to be reimbursed, they send those requests to the national office, financial office. It's approved by the executive director, and then a direction to the local finance people to cut a check is then made. And I think it's just a good, it's just good for our audit committee to make known to people sometimes these policies that are passed by the Pacifica National Board to put into place more and more oversight. So there's no motion. It's just a brief explanation.
Thank you, Don. Do you know if there is a monetary threshold on that?
You know what? There is none. In fact, on the National Board, we talked about that, like over $100, something of that nature. And actually, at the present time, there is no... There is a presumption that if someone is owed $3.80, that they will not issue that as a separate request, but they will collect, you know, and put together their receipts and their request for reimbursement in a package. But at the present time, it has no threshold.
More discussion?
Sure. This is Marnie. I'm so glad to hear you mention this and mention that we don't have to take action as the PNB Audit Committee, because this is something that last year when I was on the PNB Finance Committee with LaVarne Williams, we put it through the Finance Committee last year, so I'm glad to see it percolated up to the PNB.
You're right.
And that it has become a policy.
And if you'll indulge me, I just want to I just want to compliment that committee that our member has referred to, Martin has referred to, because it did percolate up, and it's an example of how committee work does eventually reach the board and very strong action is taken. So I want to compliment those of you who began the percolation. It is now very clear, and we asked the executive director to make this policy widely known, and he has done that. He has issued memos. So when local financial people at any rung in a finance office are asked to reimburse management for out-of-pocket expenses, they should be aware that they have the authority to insist that it go through this policy now.
Is there more discussion on this agenda item?
There's the point of information. There's no action here, right? There's
none.
There's simply
information.
The informing us that the PNB did pass this, so there's nothing for audit to do.
You're right.
This. Okay, thank you.
Next agenda item.
And the last one that I have is the matter of the Audit Committee's report to the PNB.
Right. So now that we have some motions passed and something to report, we've got to decide how to report it.
I have, may I be on the stack unless you want to
speak to
me?
You may start the stack. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to have a motion that the chair needs to, this is not the exact wording. This is just the gist. The chair, we need to make a report by December 18th, and the chair can either make the report or at his discretion designate another individual to see that this report is presented to the PNB prior to December 18th. That's the last day this. I'm saying it that way because I don't know that this board as such, this PNB, won't be meeting anymore. And this, there seems to be, we should have some report at the end of the year, I would think. And that doesn't give much time, however, because if we don't get it in by, say, Friday at the latest, it's not going to get on the December, on the 18th agenda, the Monday's agenda.
Okay, well, the chair will entertain a motion along the lines of, and someone who can see what they're writing can better form the words, that the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem prepare a report for the PMB listing the motions passed in this meeting that for which the committee requests PMB action, and that this report be delivered to the PNB by committee member Don White.
Could I address that?
Definitely.
Yes. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to do that, and Mary is also a director.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's a director and is the chair.
Right.
Excuse me,
as
the chair.
The secretary.
Is the secretary. But here's my point, and I need Mary and others' input. My information is that the PNB meeting that was originally scheduled for the 16th that there is a PNB meeting scheduled for the 15th. Is that true?
No, it's on the 18th.
On the 18th.
That was changed. It was going to be, but Ambrose changed this at the last meeting. In order, I forget why, but in any case, it's on the calendar now.
We moved it to the 18th.
After some 2 hours, we did agree to change it to the 18th.
Okay.
So that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm perfectly willing to do that, but I'm just wondering,
yes.
I don't want to shed the responsibility, but if Mary is putting the minutes together and has total command of the wording and so on, I'm just wondering if it would be more appropriate for Mary to make this report than me.
Well, it's
sounds
fine
good to me.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I would as secretary, sure. That's fine. I will be happy to do that.
Okay. So, Mary, can you craft language for this motion?
Let's see. Well, I was trying to write down what you said. It seemed quite good. Let's see. The chair. I have to tell you, by the way, what my problem is not that my writing is so much worse. It's I realized my glasses in the last week or so or something has gone wrong with them or my eyes or both, but it's harder for me to read than it was. So, sorry. Bear with me for my ineptitudes here. I have here... oh, my God. The chair... Well...
The chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Collaborate.
Right, sorry, collaborate, write a report, collaborate in writing a report. I didn't have that in there.
For the next C&B meeting.
A report for the next C&B meeting.
Listing the motions passed in this meeting for which P&B action is... or P&B consideration is requested.
Oh, okay.
And that the report be delivered by the committee secretary.
Okay. Now... Yeah, it has just simply the ones for which action is requested, and that's.
Oh, I got I'm going to have to mute for a moment. So, Mary, will you chair the meeting for the next 3 minutes?
Okay. Well, now, is there any discussion on this motion? Does anyone have anything to say about it?
No. Darn good idea.
You think it's a good idea. Okay, thank you for someone saying something.
I think it's a darn good idea.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Okay, does anyone wish to say anything more about this motion, neither for nor against?
Yes, Don White here. Mary, it would be good as a courtesy to Bertold to just communicate this to him.
Yeah.
Maybe the text and so on, so that he's in the loop, totally in the loop, and knows that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I plan to send the whole thing to him. Yeah.
So I'm voting for it.
Okay. Well, can we proceed to a vote? Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, this motion is passed. And. Terry and the chair pro tem, which is Terry Goodman, and Mary Berg, the secretary pro tem, will collaborate on writing a report of this meeting, which will include the motions for the P&B to act on. And I'm going to add that we need to have this, I think, in the P&B chair's hands by Friday at the latest. It shouldn't be too hard to do. This is Monday. So when Terry gets back, I can confirm the date we're going to agree to do it on. Okay?
Will you be sending around your draft, final draft, whatever, just in case anyone has dot an I, cross a T, make a
Absolutely. Comma? Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Do we have actually no other items, but I don't like to adjourn. I mean, Terry's muted. He's still there. So.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Then I'm not muted.
You're not muted anymore. Okay. So you are going to be... So now you're back.
Yeah, so I'll resume the chair.
Okay, and did you hear...
I did not object.
Okay, we should... I think that we should... I can do this tomorrow. Maybe tonight, but certainly I can send out a draft of this tomorrow. And then... I said Friday, but you know that's late. Maybe do you think we could do this by Thursday to get to the P&B? Does that work for you, Terry?
As soon as I get the text of the motions adopted, I can very rapidly prepare a committee report because the rules of order have a form that everybody should be using in their committee reports, and few or no people are.
No, where? Oh, really? What? Where? You don't know where that is offhand, do you? Really? There's a. I don't think I knew this. Oh, good.
Yeah. So I have it half written already.
Oh, all right. You mean it's right here in the book, huh?
Yeah.
Get up in here.
Have we exhausted the agenda, pretty much?
We did.
We have.
If someone wants to add anything, those are all the items that we had.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, Don White moves to adjourn. Okay. And we don't.
Is there any objection to adjourning at this time?
Do you have your next meeting set?
No, we don't. What a good point. Oh, wait. Okay. Okay, wait. What we had done back in the beginning, and I guess we still could, is to have them, I think it was the third, we went to Mondays, but they were on the third Thursday of the month, I think. Now, I don't know how that plays out in January. Let's see.
How does that relate to the PNB meeting in January?
Well, that's what I don't know for sure. Let's see. When is the PNB meeting? And let me look.
26 years.
Let me look at the January. Come on, little computer.
Third Thursday would be the 18th.
It would be the what?
Would it be the 18th?
Oh, that's of this month. But I don't know what. In January, what would that be? Would it be the 18th? It is? Okay. Oh, really?
The third Thursday, correct?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I'm still not on that calendar. I'm so sorry, everyone. My computer is still trying to jump over to January. When you said the 18th, I don't know why I had a little glitch here. Well, when is it's the face-to-face meeting. When does that happen?
The 26th, I think.
Okay, that's okay. So the 18th is fine then. So the next meeting can be.
That
work?
That's acceptable to me.
That's fine.
Okay, so we'll just continue them on the third Thursday, and I'll put it on the calendar.
And remind us the date again.
The 18th
of December.
January.
Of January.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thursday.
And by then you will have some new committee members or all new committee members.
Possibly.
We have hopes. Now, should we then wait to set any further? So I should only post that one, not go through and put them all on the third.
Correct.
I mean, sometimes we have done that, like the governance committee did that. It just continued the schedule over.
Yeah, new members may have different schedules, so we should give them an opportunity to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, shall I move to adjourn again?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing no objection, the committee is adjourned.
Wow.
Our next meeting has been noted.